I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. We're on hiatus and we're posting some of the best Watch What Happens Live episodes from our vault. This is Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, I can't believe it's happening to me. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kelly Clarkson now. Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse. On a Thursday night, we're all about to feel a little stronger. We first laid ears on her 13 years ago when she smoked the competition to become the first winner of American Idol. Since then, she's gone on to become a multi-platinum-selling, multi-Grammy-winning makeup music superstar. Give it all up for Kelly Clarkson! I love you, Kelly Clarkson. It is a long intro. Well, you know what?
I mean, obviously well-deserved.
Yes, well-deserved. I mean, and you know, I want to say the new album, Piece by Piece, dropped this week. And the amazing thing about you is you throw in a new Kelly Clarkson album and you think, oh, you know, is this going to be the one I'm not into? Every freaking song is a hit. It's so great. I love it.
Well, you have good taste.
Yeah, well, I do. And, you know, Take You High is my favorite
song. Oh, I love that one.
I love it.
It's a bit of a departure musically, but I love it,
Oh, I do too. And because we know Kelly has a soft spot for a rescued animal, over at the bar, it's rescue dog turned internet celebrity. This dog has 1.2 million followers on Instagram. It's Tuna, along with his owner, Courtney. And Tuna's book is called Tuna Melts My Heart. Get it? Tuna Melt. It's all about the underdog with the overbite. So Tuna's got a bad overbite.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he does. It's pretty pronounced.
Oh, that is hilarious. By the way, I loved you on Fallon doing the duets this week. You were phenomenal.
So
I'm a big Since You've Been Gone guy. That's my jam.
Did you see his glove? Jam. Did you see him do it? On lip sync battle?
Oh, yes, I did. Amazing.
That's pretty magical.
Yes. And anyway, I'm just an overall fan of you, so thank you for being here. Our computers and our phones are burning up with questions for Kelly Clarkson, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, when Kelly married her husband, Brandon, not only did she get an amazing partner and baby daddy, she got country music queen Reba McEntire as her mother-in-law. My head is exploding, people. So we're going to play That's Unbe-Reba-able. It's just a quick speed round of questions I have to get out of my system about Reba.
I'm gonna out her. Just come on.
What's Reba like when she's tipsy?
Amazing.
Really? What's her drink of a choice?
It could be Wild Turkey or, you know, some kind of whiskey. I don't know.
Okay.
She's fun.
Really? Yes. And now when she gets, you know, she's referred to as the queen of country music, but yes. Is there a country star that Reba likes to talk shit about?
Actually,
the Judds?
No. No, actually, this is no BS. She doesn't really do that. No.
Does Reba watch reruns of Reba?
No, I do. Reba.
Okay.
No.
Any secret jealousy of Dolly Parton having a theme park on Reba's part?
No. No, she loves her.
Okay. Did you consider ever at all either nicknaming or naming your daughter Fancy as a result of the song?
No.
No. Best thing about having Reba as a mother-in-law?
She's just, you know, one of my heroes. So that was kind of like the ultimate fan dream.
Right. You were actually friends with her and a fan of hers before, and now she's your mother-in-law.
Yeah. That was actually helpful. You know, in-laws can be like not so great situations. Yes. And like I already knew mine, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, does she have a gay son?
And
that
my
I could
his
marry?
His dog. No. And I can't talk. I'm not even drunk yet. my manager is her husband.
Yes.
Yeah. I already didn't like him, so it's fine. I'm just kidding.
Well, you're not supposed to. All right. Thank you very much. I like that. That was unbelievable. Now, second, I just read this week that you cried for a solid hour on the phone with the creator of American Idol trying to get out of the contract that said you had to make the movie from Justin to Kelly.
Yes.
Then I cried for a solid hour imagining a world where from Justin to Kelly didn't exist. Here's what. Let's reboot the movie and see if we can't make you love it. It's time for Clubhouse Playhouse, everybody. I have my Justin wig.
Okay.
Let's go over.
These are my lines.
Let's go to Miami.
Oh.
Yep. Here we go.
We're in Miami.
Yes.
It's so hot here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so short.
Okay.
Okay.
Kelly, we need to talk.
I have nothing to say to you.
Why are you being like this?
What am I supposed to be like after what you've done?
After what I've done? I haven't done anything.
Alexa told me everything, Justin. She told me what you did.
What I did?
You came on to her. Or should I reenact it for you?
She came on to her.
I should have believed what everybody said about you in the first place. Kelly turns away.
I didn't come on to her. She came on to me.
Really? Why would she do that?
To break us up, Kelly. Listen, if anyone's gonna be mad at here around here, it should be me. You're hot and cold.
Katy Perry.
First you're blowing me off, then you leave me these messages.
What messages?
See, what messages? This is exactly what I'm talking about. And you accuse me of being a player? Well, you're the one playing games with me, Kelly. You know what? Game over.
Kelly looks confused and stunned.
And scene.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. Thank you. That was fun. I like that. Well, as if this couldn't get more fun, finally Kelly Clarkson
the sequel
from Justin and Kelly 2. Kelly easily withstood the pressure cooker that was American Idol before Ryan Seacrest had co-host Brian Dunkelman killed. But here's what.
I loved Brian.
You did?
I did.
Ryan didn't.
Oh.
Here's what. How well will she handle? I'm just kidding. Of course, Ryan loved him. It wasn't his decision.
He just went PC. It's fine.
Yes. How well will she handle Plead the Fifth? Here we go, everybody. I have three questions. You may plead the fifth to only one.
Okay.
In your opinion, whose Sound of Music performance was better?
Julie Andrews.
Carrie Underwood in The Sound of Music Live or Lady Gaga at the Oscars?
Well, those are completely different.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Well, because Lady Gaga went more theatrical.
Yes.
And Carrie still... No. She did the Sound of Music. She did. She redid that.
Yes.
They're both so different.
Yes.
I'm only gonna say I loved Lady Gaga's. I'm only gonna say just Carrie, just because she did the whole thing, so I got to see a little bit more in depth.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, but I loved Lady Gaga's. Okay. I did.
Would you still liken Miley Cyrus's singing to a pitchy stripper, or has she been able to?
I never said Miley Cyrus.
You tweeted during the VMAs.
The fact that I tweeted pitchy stripper and people thought Miley Cyrus is not my problem.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
This was during the VMAs. This was during
never
the VMAs.
Never said Miley Cyrus, my man.
Katy Perry performed that night.
Lovely girl.
Nicki Minaj performed
Lovely
that
girl.
Night? Okay, so it was not necessarily Miley Cyrus.
I never said Miley Cyrus. Everybody else said Miley Cyrus when I did that. That's not my fault.
Was it not Miley Cyrus?
I am not saying who it was. If I say it's not, then you're going to guess somebody else.
Okay, all right.
You're trying to manipulate me.
Okay.
I'm going to drink more. Soon, still I'll say the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if I have this sip, I'll have more of my wits about me.
And then
me.
I can blame it on the alcohol.
Yes, exactly. That's, boy, you figured out the game here. Okay, I'm mentioning him again. Last year, Justin Guarini made some comments in his one-man show, Lovesick, that you two had a fling going on during your feature film from
so
Justin
dramatic.
To Kelly. Set the record straight. What happened between the two of you? Second base? Anything?
We didn't date during Idol, which everybody thought we were dating.
Okay.
We did date during... I feel like we weren't dating during the movie.
But
I feel like maybe we did.
You did date a little bit.
We did date a little bit.
You did.
I think any two people who are thrown together that much...
Would date.
Yeah.
I feel
You're
like...
You're a guy, you know, guy, girl, I'm just saying... Timeless, you put that song on from Justin Kelly. Can't fight it.
She didn't plead the fifth, everybody. Okay, lots of questions coming in. Favorite song from Piece by Piece?
Right now, Invincible.
Okay, I love that too. Do you ever speak to Justin Guarini anymore? In contact?
I mean, not because I don't want to, okay. But no.
Sorry, I keep bringing him up.
No.
Would you consider being a judge on The Voice?
Yeah, I love The Voice. I love all those shows. I love talent shows like that.
Do you think American Idol jumped the shark, or are you still into it?
You know, people ask me that, but I mean, they keep going, viewers are down. I'm like, from like 20 million to 17.
Yeah, right,
like, it's
right.
Like, people still watch it, so that's why it's popular.
In reading the research on you, it was interesting to me that since the moment you got on Idol, people were on you about your appearance and your weight, and you were kickboxing and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But yet you're so self-confident. How do you reconcile the two?
Screw them.
Yeah.
No, I think like I've never really pleased everyone. It doesn't matter what I do. If I'm too fat, then when I'm skinny, I'm too clothed. And if I'm not clothed, it's just you can't ever win.
Yeah, you have one. Let's go to the phones for Kelly Clarkson. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, Andy. This is Jacqueline from Chicago.
Hey, Jacqueline. What's your question?
I was wondering what Kelly thinks about why there hasn't been anyone else besides her and Carrie Underwood who have been so successful from American Idol.
Talent this rare, obviously. No, I don't know. Everybody always asks me that. Jacqueline? Everybody always asks me that, and I don't really know. I mean, I know that Carrie is very much what you see, what you get, and I'm the same way. I don't know, maybe if that's the... I don't know, but I know by now, like, everybody always says, you know, off The Voice or American Idol, like, they haven't, you know, nothing's come to fruition in a while, like, no
right.
artists. But I think it's just because there's a plethora now.
Yeah.
So they're all, like, competing.
Yes.
You know, Carrie, I think she was, like, 4, and I was 1, so, you know.
Right.
Like, it didn't, you know, we were early on, so
yes.
I don't think we were competing against.
Yes.
And we're awesome.
back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Yes, my name's Nathan. Shout out to Springfield, Oregon.
Shout out.
What's your question, Nathan?
Yes. I just want to say, Kelly, I love you so much. Thank you for maybe Irvine Chivas.
Oh, you're a fan.
Huge fan. Huge fan.
Oh, thank you.
My question for you is, what was more nerve-wracking, singing for Pope Benedict, President Obama, or the Super Bowl?
Oh, good question.
You know, it's funny. It wasn't actually because of the Super Bowl, but Brandon, my now husband, it was our first, like, not date, but it was our first, like, day that we were around each other flirting, and I really didn't want to suck in front of the guy I liked.
Oh, my God, I love it. That's
was
adorable.
I was terrified. I never get nervous, but I was terrified. My best friend's right out there. She'll tell you. I mean, she's, like, never seen me nervous, and I found out what happens when I get nervous. I get really mad. Oh, I'm like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. I just cut my hair. It's fine. I got in practice. Like, I got really nervous because I never get nervous, and so I didn't know what to do with it. But I was nervous because of Brandon, yes. Not the Super Bowl. So, actually, Brandon trumped all those.
That's great. That's adorable. That shows who you are. You were so wonderful at Obama's inauguration.
Thank you. I was nervous. I didn't know, first of all, that I was going to walk by him or by anybody. And, you know, you walk down the center and it was like, oh, I guess. And I was like, I'm so nervous. I literally said that.
Wow.
Not like, congratulations or
right,
anything.
Right.
It's all about me.
Right.
I was like,
no, Kelly Clarkson. Well, guess what, you guys? It's game time. If you have been in public when Since You've Been Gone comes on the radio, one thing is clear, whether people can sing or not, they know the words to Kelly Clarkson's songs. How well does Kelly know the lyrics to her fellow American Idol alumnus's songs?
Oh,
let's find out. We're going to play Deli Clarkson. We've employed the help of some workers from the legendary Katz's Deli in New York City to read some lyrics. Kelly, you tell us if they're from a song released by an American Idol contestant or if we made them up. Let's play Deli Clarkson. Here is our first gentleman.
Please don't be offended.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, my name is Edwin.
Hey, Edwin.
I'm done trying to please you. I know you always pick the bigger-breasted women.
Is it from an American Idol hit or is it fake?
Wait. What is it again? I know.
It's a lyric from a...
What's the lyric?
Oh, the lyric is, I'm done trying to please you. I know you'll always pick the bigger-breasted woman.
That is not a real lyric.
Okay, it is fake.
Oh, God. Right. I was like, I just totally offended someone.
Let's go again.
Hi, my name is Orlando Rodriguez from Katz Deli. Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp.
Carrie. That's Carrie. That's before he cheats.
Let's reveal. Yes, you're right.
Don't worry about
that
it.
Was, you got the song right. Okay, two more.
She just had a baby.
Hi, my name is Charles. Get it straight. My ass is high class, and it's large as a landmass.
My ass is high class, it's as large as a landmass.
It should be Kelly Clarkson. That's amazing. I'm gonna say fake.
Let's reveal. It's okay. Fake. Okay, let's do one more.
How you doing? My name is Angelo. Here's the lyric. You ain't here for dinner like I'm a beginner. I love you for your inner.
What?
Real or fake?
Fake.
It's real. It's Fantasia.
Oh, that's what I thought
the song
be
is Lose to Win. Thanks for playing Deli Clarkson. We got you for the baby this Mazel onesie for your daughter.
Awesome.
And we got you two beef sausages from Katz Deli. Okay. By the way, have you ever swum in the lady pond?
What?
Have you ever been with a lady? Have you ever been
oh,
with a lady?
Oh, I was like, is there a pond called? I didn't even get it. So obviously not. No.
Yes. Let's go to the phones. Call
that's
her
amazing.
With... Yeah, that's what we call it in the clubhouse. The lady pond. Have you ever swum in the lady
pond?
Oh, my
God,
that?
I've never heard about
yes.
it. I'm totally stealing it.
Okay, go for it. Let's go to the phones. Call her. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Rodney. How are you?
Good. How are you, Rodney?
I'm from Pines Forge, Pennsylvania. I'm good.
Good.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
My question is for you. According to the gossip blogs, you attended Britney Spears' Vegas show in December, but you left after only 45 minutes.
Oh, I did.
Would you care to explain yourself?
Yeah.
Explain it. So you left Britney's show
I had
after
to leave early.
Minutes.
We had a family emergency, so I had to leave. But all my friends got to stay. My husband, I had to leave. But she was good. It wasn't like everybody took it like I was like, I'm out of here.
Right.
Like, it was not that at all. Right. We had a family emergency. That was it. Yeah.
Are you friendly with Britney? Would you say?
I would be. She
yes.
seems nice. Yeah. We've ran into each other, I think, a couple times. In the last, you know, decade, but she's nice, but we don't barbecue. I don't know her.
What? who of your pop idol, not idol, but who of your pop contemporaries are you, do you hang out with? Any of them? Like, Christina, any?
No, I just don't know any of them. Yeah. Like, because I live in Nashville.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the closest that would be, like, I mean, no, I just know country people. Yeah, I just know country people. And I don't really actually even hang out with famous people. I just have a lot of normal friends.
So. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you still say cool beans all the time?
No, because people made so much fun of me.
Aww. On that note, it is time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to this video that I cannot stop watching. Some would say it's cool beans, but I say it's Kelly's baby girl, River Rose, dancing to Heartbeat song. Look at this. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the weirdest thing. Like, she could be crying, a fake crying, by the way, and I could just start singing the chorus of Heartbeat song, and she laughs and cries and just, I mean, laughs and, you know, starts smiling, and it's weird.
That's adorable. It's really weird. And it's, I mean, that's even cuter than that picture of the woodpecker riding, the weasel riding the woodpecker. Today's Shackle goes to me for how much I love the Kidz Bop version of Since You've Been Gone. Okay, have you ever seen the video with the walrus and the alligator and the tiger? It's amazing. I don't know why I like it. I wasn't a kid when it came out. I didn't have a kid. These kids can't sing as well as Kelly. And I am known to be occasionally indifferent and even hateful towards some kids who sing. And yet, I love it. So thanks for making me a hypocrite, Kidz Bop. Thank you, Kelly, Tuna, and Courtney. Hey, everybody, it's Andy here with Kelly Clarkson. The new album is Peace by Peace. It's out now. It is really so good. It is as good as a Kelly Clarkson album, which is 10 out of 10. Tuna's book is Tuna Melts My Heart, The Underdog with the Overbite. And it's available now at tunameltsmyheart.com. I love Tuna. Okay, so Kelly Clarkson. Mm-hmm.
That is
your name. Don't wear it out. Do you, how many songs do you start with when you say, I'm recording an album to get to the final, 13 or however many wind up on the album?
I never actually, all the great songs I like, we record.
Yes.
And we don't ever usually record too many.
Yeah.
Like, we always, for some reason, always record the right amount, and I don't ever have a thought process on
you're
that.
You're so Nashville. Do you have a recording studio in your house?
I do.
But
it's a vocal studio. I have my vocal booth.
Got it.
Yeah, we can't do, like, drums or anything.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Because I'm really good at drums.
Yes.
So.
Wow, you are so, I love your honesty, and I love how just open.
I have no filter.
Yeah, I do. No, it's
my mom
great.
Doesn't.
Your mom doesn't?
Yeah. She's Southern Baptist. Yeah. So.
Have you said
She's
anything?
She's like, maybe you should keep that in your head. I'm like,
have you said anything that's really offended her?
Oh, I wrote it because of you.
Yeah. Right.
But the best part is, she was like, I just can't believe you told people, like, that's our life. And I was like, I can't believe that was my life. Like, I mean, so I guess we're even.
Let's go to the phones. For Kelly Clarkson, tickets for the Peace by Peace tour go on sale March 14th on LiveNation.com. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, my name is David Roberts, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, David, what's your question?
My question, of course, is for Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
My question is, has there ever been an artist that has wanted to collaborate with you and you said, oh, hell no?
Yes, but I'm not going to tell you that.
That's funny.
I mean, not like a lot. Of, no, I mean, yes, it's happened. Oh.
Back to the phones for Kelly Clarkson. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Nicole and I'm from Tennessee.
Hey, hey. Nicole.
Hey, I love Kelly so much, and I love all her music, and I just want to know what's her favorite Kelly Clarkson song.
Oh, good question.
There's so many great ones to pick from. actually, my favorite one to perform live is still Miss Independent.
Really?
Because it's way better live than it is on the record.
Yeah, I love that on your tour, you, what's the karaoke thing? You let people in the audience request a song and you just sing it? Or
yes.
Is it a wheel? Or how does that work?
No, so we should get a wheel.
We love a wheel at Watch What Happens Live.
I need to do that. No, we have a fan request. Everybody on social media will tweet that day what song they want, and we'll pick that day. It's that day we pick it. So sometimes it's awesome and sometimes it's not.
What's been your favorite song to do?
You know what? They've been so random. I mean, everything from like Foo Fighters to Eminem to Adele to like Loretta Lynn. Like, it's been so random.
Will you do that on the new tour?
Oh, always. Yeah, that's always my favorite part. Yeah. Well, because nowadays when you tour, everything's like online. Like, yeah, the whole show is on, you know, so nothing special. So it's like the one thing that's special during the show.
Very cool. Yeah. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Lauren. I'm calling from Cape Coral, Florida.
Hey, what's your question?
Hey, me and my friend are super big fans of you, my friend Trent. Just want to say hi to him. Thank you so much for talking with me, Angie and Kelly. My question for Kelly is, how did you come to a point in your life where you were emotionally ready to write this album? River seems to have such a huge impact on how this album was written, and I was just wondering, how has this affected you?
Well, really the only impact River had is I vomited a lot while recording it because I was pregnant. So she just wouldn't stop making me sick. But I mean, we didn't really record anything after she was born. So there's not really like a heartfelt song about it. I did write a song like for her, but it didn't make the cut. It wasn't good enough. So but I mean, honestly, I think just as a mom, I think and having a baby, you just become more passionate and more vulnerable, more open and just peaceful. I know it sounds cheesy, but she makes me super peaceful.
Even more open, Kelly Even Clarkson more peaceful. Becomes. I love it. Tuna is so cute. I have to say, I love the way that you're...
I know, he's like my baby.
Yeah, he
Speaking
is.
Speaking of babies.
Yeah. I have two this little is my puppy baby. Babies.
Yeah.
He's very cute. I'm happy for all of Tuna's success.
Thank you. Yes. So fun. We're having a great time.
Okay, I want Tuna to meet Waka.
100%.
Yes, okay, good. We'll have to set that up. Okay, let's. We have one more phone call for Kelly Clarkson. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Amanda from California.
Hey, Amanda, what's your question?
My question is, Kelly, what is something that you do that is your most diva-like behavior?
Diva-like behavior. You don't seem like a diva.
Well, yeah, I think people I work with probably wished I was more diva and less trashy. but I'm not a diva. I don't know. That's a question for my friends, the people I work with. They're probably all back there like their lists.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm not really diva. I don't like have blue M&Ms or I must have red wine everywhere I go. I don't have anything.
Although I will say I'm so impressed because you were drinking that red wine and you loved it so much and you called it.
Well, I think because Dennis, my tour manager, knows I love Joseph.
Oh, and we probably said, what would she like to drink?
And he probably had it for you. Yes. Yeah, because it's really good.
Wow.
Joseph Phelps, have you tried it?
No, can I try it?
Yes, go for it.
Do you mind? I'm clean.
I feel like we're kissing.
I do too. I kiss Kelly Clarkson.
It's really good. You're welcome. I mean, you bought it, but you're welcome for it. But you're welcome for me introducing it.
And this is so low budget. I schlepped to the wine store to buy it, actually. No, I didn't. Thank you so much.
No,
I love the
you.
New album.
Thank
I
you.
Love you. Thank you for coming and
so much fun.
Going
Thank
with
you.
It. I really appreciate it. For more, everybody, click around bravotv.com. Get Peace by Grace. Go see her live on tour. Thank you so much, Tuna. We appreciate it. You're adorable. Everybody get Tuna's book. Later. Thank you so much. I know. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.